Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let's bring in our brother Guru.
Guru, what up, man?
What up, boy?
I got to apologize to y'all. Y'all was on my list. I said, look, I'm not Obama, but money is time. Time is money. I said, they couldn't even tell me they canceled me. I forgot I was supposed to log in, so my bad, y'all.
You're good, dog. You're good,
buddy. I was
buddy.
Up here hurt like they ain't even had nobody reach out say we couldn't fit you in.
No,
we never do that.
Never canceling Go, man. Come on now.
Never do that.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah?
You feeling confident? You feeling good?
Let me tell you why I'm feeling good. And my voice is bad, D-Lo. We appreciate you, man.
I did
a little speech on the show and lost it all. So I'm fighting for my life.
See? Hey, I can relate, bro. I can relate. We got you. We got you, Goo. We got you.
I'm going to say this. I'm confident because of your guys' situation. Mm-hmm. And I really believe the Malik Monk I know is your guys' heart and soul. I can't put it all on them. But you guys have balled out but lost leads. And I just feel like the Warriors can take advantage of that. So tonight, unlike game 7 last year in that building, even though we won, I'm a little ultra confident because y'all missing that piece of Malik Monk. And I may be selling y'all short.
No, I mean, that's something we talked about, right? Like if the shoe was on the other foot and the Warriors were – the Kings were at pretty much full strength and the Warriors were losing – two of their best players, the Kings should feel good. You know what I mean? Everybody around here, all Kings fans, will look at this game and say, we should be able to handle business. And if you lost that game, you would sit there and say, man, how did you lose that? They didn't even have their two best players, you know, or two of their best players. How did you lose that game? And that's so it's understandable where Warriors fans and media will look at, you know, this Kings game, this matchup against the Kings, see them shorthanded and say, hey, I know the Warriors haven't had the best season, but they're playing good now, and they should be able to handle business. It's completely understandable.
Yeah, D-Lo, I can't wait, and I'll say this. You haven't asked me, but my wild card is young Keegan Murray. I want to say Harrison Barnes, but he's like Andrew Wiggins. You don't know night to night what you're going to get. But when Keegan is hitting that three ball, you guys are – I've been in the building. You guys are a different team. And the Warriors' kryptonite has been guarding the three. So can Keegan step up tonight and be that dude to maybe hit 5 to 7 threes? I know that sounds like a lot, but he's capable, and you guys are a different team when he's hitting.
Guru, I have great news about your kryptonite. We can match it. You talk about struggle guarding the three – boy, there might not have been a worse team in the league guarding the three for a big chunk of this season than Sacramento. And with the guys that you got on your squad, I think that's what makes a lot of us nervous, especially given the fact that one of our deadliest three-point shooters, not meaning in terms of his accuracy, but in terms of his fearlessness in taking a shot or taking a big shot, is out. Like, yeah, that kryptonite may cancel each other out tonight, Goo.
Let me ask you two basketball connoisseurs this. Where do you put the finger on a team that can't close out and night in, night out guard the three? Is that a want? Is that a will?
Sometimes my first thought is it's a scheme. It's a scheme thing, right? So maybe you're really protecting the paint. And I believe, if I heard this right, I think Will said it, aren't the Warriors one of the best teams in not allowing – points in the paint or something like that, or is it reverse?
Yes.
So you know, and I think they have to do that a lot because their lack of size, right? So everybody's got to kind of pack in and make sure, you know, we're protecting the basket and not letting somebody come in and dominate in the paint. Well, there's a give and take with that. When you're packing the paint, that means it's harder to get out to those 3-point shooters, and you've got to give up something. So that's the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear a team that's as prideful and as professional and has the championship pedigree as the Warriors struggling and defending the three. It's probably something to do with the scheme. That's my thought.
No doubt. Great answer. I don't know where you are, D-Lo, on that.
Yeah, I think it's film don't lie. I think you have enough. I think you have these coaches who watch the film and watch, particularly go back early in the season and the way that they're closing out and the way that they're guarding the perimeter. And you think, well, that's who they are. They might flash a few different things at you as you're playing them, but you've prepared for one style of play. I think that makes you more comfortable. I think that makes an opposing team more comfortable when they see something on film. It may not play out exactly like that while they're on the floor, but they know what they've seen, and that's what they're preparing for. Whether they close out quicker or they close out, as Mike would say, you know, more aggressive. What do they call it? The high five closeout?
Yeah.
With the high five closeout. It's like, okay, yeah. We were preparing for you not to. We're already in this mode of being comfortable shooting the three just because of what we saw from you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great. It's great changing, but it might have changed a little bit too late.
No, I feel that. I hear that. And I just sit here. I can't wait. The world's watching. But if I go Tupac and Janet Jackson and do a basketball NBA version of Poetic Justice, it would be tonight. You guys in one game could send the Warriors home of what took them 7 games last year to end your season. So that's scary, but you haven't seen this team with Pods or TJD. Do them two worry you at all?
Yeah, we're going to treat Pods like Chicago.
Yeah, we got you like Chicago.
Brush that weak-ass fade. Keep your ass over there.
Why?
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Man, hey, Guru to go with the analogies, boy. I tell you to go.
I just have how I'm feeling, man.
Man, I mean, TJD, I'm familiar with this game, but I haven't seen it up close and personal, you know, against this Kings team because he wasn't really getting the tick. So I don't know how he matches up with somebody like a Sabonis or one of the factors. I don't think it's going to, like, necessarily change the game. But Alex Lynn plays really well against the Warriors. His size is a problem against a Warriors team that struggles with size, you know, around the paint and everything. So, you know, maybe when they go to that bench and it's TJD against Alex Lynn, maybe that's a little bit of an issue for TJD. And you know, that's something that I'm looking at. Pods, I really like Pods as a ball player. But once again, I don't know. He wasn't getting a whole lot of tick the first time he was playing with the Kings, so I'm not sure how he's going to match up. And on the flip side, RP flip side, same thing with Keon Ellis. You know, you guys didn't see a lot of Keon Ellis and what he was able to bring to the table earlier in the season when these two teams are playing, and he's been one of the catalysts to kind of flipping the entire way this team plays, now being a little bit of a borderline defensive juggernaut out here, and that's something that you guys haven't been able to see.
I always think everybody has a doppelganger. Am I wrong to say Keon Ellis reminds me a little of Bobby Jackson?
Physically?
Yeah.
Yeah, physically they're not like each other at all.
Okay.
Nah, I don't see that.
Nah, that's not there. But
who's your doppelganger, Goo?
On the hoop court is Eddie Jones.
Eddie Jones.
Yeah.
I see it now.
Nah.
No, because I hadn't even thought about it. Then you said Eddie Jones. I was like, no, I do see that a little bit.
That was my time, you know?
Oh, man.
I see it now.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought about that until you just said that.
Oh, that's too funny, man.
Come on, man.
Let's see. That boy. There go Goo right there. There go Goo right there.
That's wild.
You're killing me, man. Hey, I'm going to say this. Y'all didn't ask, The NBA's the refs are swallowing the whistle.
Yeah.
It's become prison ball. I don't know if I like it or don't like it because it's gone so much one way. I do wonder if that's going to change the outcome or who that will favor because this suit, Olivia Newton-John on line one, it's physical out there, man.
Yeah, I haven't decided who that's going to favor, but it could influence the outcome.
I think it favors the Kings. I think it favors the Kings. Yeah,
because they can get up and Steph.
Yeah, if you're allowed to be physical with Steph and grab and hold and play physical, I think that benefits the Kings because Steph is the best player on the court, and if you're able to defend him in a certain way.
But there's a part two to that.
What's that?
You know 23 is going to talk the whole time.
No, that's true.
He's going to be in the official's ear the whole time if Steph is getting knocked around out there.
Yeah. That's true. What you think?
Trey's got to be on best behavior because it got ugly there for him before.
That's an understatement.
Nobody wants to talk about. He got to be right, man, upstairs.
What you thinking about Dre since he came back? I will say this about him: the last, I don't know, week, 2 weeks, he's played some good basketball. When I watch the Warriors, he's playing well. How do you feel about him going into this playing game and potentially a playoff?
It's never been KC about basketball with him. And to be honest, people say, oh, you're heavy-handed when it comes to Draymond. I just call it like I see him and try to put myself in one of his teammates' shoes. Mm. And the stuff he does off the court is the problem. But he's been great on the court. But they're in this game because of him and his non-availability for 25 games. Nothing supersedes that for me for Draymond. But tonight, everybody's watching to see if he falls for the banana in the tailpipe.
That's kind of the other part of this conversation is we've discussed why the Sacramento Kings are in this position. Warrior fans, guys like Gu and Steiny and Butch and Bonte, they could talk about why the Warriors are in this position. This is a team that you and I both thought were a better team than they were last year. And numbers-wise, they are. Like, they're two games better. I think we thought they might be a little closer to 6, 7, 8 games better. And then you have, Draymond Green being suspended for 25 games, I think. Or it wasn't that long, was it? He was,
I think, 25 total.
But he missed 25, though.
Yeah,
you're right.
Okay, he was suspended, I think, for 10 or 11 or something like that. But regardless, missing a ton of games.
Yeah.
And, they have their own. Hey, we're in this situation because I know you guys have blown a bunch of, 15-point leads as well. We talk about blowing 20-point leads, losing to bad teams. Like, every team that's not in the playoffs, whether they're in the postseason or otherwise, they all have a story as to why they're in the position that they're in.
Yeah.
And we obviously focus on Sacramento. Gu and them boys, they've been focusing on the Golden State Warriors, and both teams are looking to take that step to make it right tonight.
Yeah, and it's two steps before a 7-game series. I just want to leave you with this. I don't want to minimize what OKC has done, Minnesota, but there are a lot of youngins out there with teams when it comes to playoff experience, and you and I both would love our teams to get to that 7-game series because I would love to see the chest and the pedigree be on display that I think the Warriors and Kings have, for that matter, with last year's series. But you got to earn it. It starts tonight and then Friday, obviously.
Let me ask you this about the Warriors real quick. What does a loss tonight mean for them moving forward? Like, because with the Kings, I say that because if they lose today or if they lose 3 weeks from now in the playoffs, their offseason is pretty clear. I think they got a good idea of what they need to do. Sign Malik Monk. Make some type of decision how to get better at the 4, the 3 or something. Like, I don't think a loss tonight or 3 weeks from now changes their offseason to-do list. Would you think the same way, Dame, with the Kings?
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors, are there ramifications if they lose tonight as opposed to 3, 4 weeks from now?
Man, that's a phenomenal question. And I'll tell you this real quick. Joe Lacob, the owner, he's running a $1 billion business with the Warriors. He's on record, told Tim Kawakami of The Athletic, there will be big changes if we flame out. Now, there's extenuating circumstances, Draymond's suspension and a coach's death, which Steve Kerr helped navigate the team and brought them together that they got over. So if you want to run it back, and Draymond's not gone for 25, and you allow me to say, hey, there's 5 or 6 wins in that 25, we're talking about a 3 or 4 seed. But if you tell me it's just about basketball, and you lose tonight with how wounded the Kings are, then to me, KC, we talk about Kuminga's future. And this part I hate. The basketball essence of my body hates this. That Kuminga and Wiggins cannot coexist on the court at the same time, then something's got to change. And if it's Kuminga, you could get something for him if you put something with him. But I hate, and it's true, they can't coexist on the court at the same time. I feel like that's a problem. I don't know where to put the blame at. Maybe it's no blame, but if you lose tonight, I believe something's going to give, and that'll constitute big changes. And then it's up to Clay in regard to his situation. Do you want to be here? How hard did it hurt you for this team to tell you after all you've done, you need to come off the bench, and then I got it back? Like, all that is in play.
Love you, Goo. Go rest that voice up, man. And,
yes, sir. It's going to be fun. Yeah. I got the Lakers, so it's either y'all or us playing the Pelicans Friday.
All right. That's okay, good y'all. Stuff. Yeah. We appreciate
you,
Goo.
Appreciate you, big dog.
Thank you, Brody.
Love you, man.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.